ृतम् संरोहयतु वा भवभावनो हरि निवेशयतु वा निजराज ईश्वरो युधिष्ठिरं प्रीतमना बभूवः
Sutta Goswami replied, Vansham, dynasty, Puro, King Kuru, Vansha, Dava Agni, forest fire set by the bamboos, Nirhitam, exhausted, Sangroha Yitva, seedling of the dynasty, Bhava Bhavanaha, the maintainer of creation, Hari, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Nivesha Yitva, having re-established Nija Rajam, in his own kingdom. Ishvaraha, the Supreme Lord. Yudhishthiram, unto Maharaj Yudhishthir. Pritamana, pleased in his mind. Babhuvaha, became. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthir in his own kingdom and after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which had been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger.
The two words, Vansha Kuru. Vansha means dynasty of the Kurus. Another word, Vansha Dabagni. Vansha means bamboo. So, this dynasty is like bamboo. One bamboo automatically, many bamboos grow side by side. So, this dynasty also grows like that. One man, one woman, united, they begin children, in this way, dynasty expands. So, the expansion of dynasty and the bamboo growing, practically the same thing. Bamboo, they are also living entities. And another thing is Dabagni, forest fire, Dabagni. The bamboos, when they collide by air, there is heat, electricity is generated and the fire takes place. That is the cause of forest fire. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest. Nowadays, of course, in your country, they are doing like that. But generally, the forest fire takes place by the collision of the bamboo. So this world is like that. Therefore we sing Samsara Dabagni. Samsara Dabagni. What is that? Samsara Dabagni. Another meaning. So this world You may try to keep yourself very peaceful, silent, but rarely set fire. Automatically, the nature. Because the natural law is that it will not allow you to live peacefully. There is no choice. Just like in prison house, it is not that you will go to the prison house and live here peacefully. No. Because prison house is meant for the criminals. So anyone who is in this material world, they are criminals. They are all criminals. Why? Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhagavan Cha Kare Pasete Mayatare Japotiya Kare. As soon as our business is to serve Krishna, we are constitutionally made like that. Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna. So these rascals, Nitya Krishna Das, eternal servant of Krishna, when he forgets Krishna, why shall I serve Krishna? I shall become Krishna. That is Maya. As soon as you forget the service of the Lord, that is your business. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. The finger's business is to carry out my order. I say, finger, come here, it comes immediately. I say, finger, come here, it comes immediately. That is the business of the part and parcel of the body. I desire the leg now should go upstairs, the leg immediately. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, our only duty is to carry out the order of Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Mām Ekam Śaraṇam. So as soon as we forget our duty, or we want to imitate, just like this Mayavadis, they want to imitate Krishna. They want to become Krishna. Nobody can become Krishna. These rascals, they think that by mystic yoga process one can become God. Simply rascals. Nobody can become God. God is never man. God does not become. God is always God. Not that one is not God and he becomes God by some mystic yogic power. This theory is going on among the Mayavadis that by the mystic yoga practice one can become God. So we don't want such cheap God. They may become God, so-called God, but we are concerned with the real God, Krishna. Krishna, when he was 3 months old, he was God. He did not practice any mystic yoga to kill putana. Sabha vitikyana balaktiyas. God's intelligence, power is natural. Although Krishna was on the lap of Mother Yashoda like a little baby, but the full potential of God was there. Svabhavikik jnana balakya. How to kill putana? How to kill abhasu, bhagasu? Krishna knows perfectly. All the Krishna's friends, they are entering within the mouth of abhasu. Krishna is observing Now, my all friends have entered the mouth of your Vyavasu. How to kill this demon? The last he entered. And at the end of the throat, he began to expand. Let's see how he knows to do his business. Savabi. Krishna was a boy also, little boy. Nobody taught him how to kill the Savasu Makasu. But he knows. Savabi ki jnana malakya. He expanded himself within the throat, and the demon was choked up. And he died. Similarly, the Keshi demon came as a horse, and Krishna pushed his hand within the mouth of the horse. If you want to control horse, you have to control his mouth. Horse is controlled by the mouth. Therefore, you have changed the harnesses. Fixed in the mouth and the driver controls the mouth and the horse goes. So Krishna was a boy. How he knew it, that this demon has come in the shape of a horse, that if I have to control him, I will have to control his mouth. He pushed his hand within the mouth of the horse and the horse felt there's an iron bar and hawkeye. See, he died. Similarly, when Krishna fought with that bull, what is that also? Parishad. He knew that to control the bull, you have to control the horns. So he took up the horns and killed it. This is Savabhiti. Nature. He knows everything. So, here it is said, Pritamana, Ishvara. Ishvara, Pritamana, Babu. Ishvara became pleased. Ishvara is always pleased. He is never displeased. But, when he sees that people are devotees, people are acting as part and parcel of him, he is more pleased. That is bhakti. Bhaktyanam abhijana. How God is pleased, that you can understand by discharging devotional service. Whether God is pleased or not pleased, how you can understand? Bhaktyamāma vijāna jāvāna jasthyāmi papa. Kebal mukhihi jīvhādo swāme vasturattada. You cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna. Generally, all people, they do not know what is God. And what to speak of, understanding whether God is pleased or not. We do not know what is God. This is the position of the world. They do not know what is God, neither there is any education to understand, although the human life is meant for understanding God. That is human. Athato brahmajit. Animal life, their inquiries are, in the morning just like birds, they chat, where we have to go now to find out our food, where we shall eat today, where we shall go. That is their questions now. Similarly, we also human beings, we go to the share market, what is the value, what is the price of this commodity, what is the price of that commodity, for eating purpose. Not these questions. Athātva brahma jignāsa. the human life should be engaged in inquiry about Brahma. What is the absolute truth? What is my position in relationship with the absolute truth? What is my duty towards the absolute truth? What is my ultimate aim of life? These questions must be discussed. Perhaps these questions have been discussed by the Krishna consciousness movement and no other movement. They do not know. The Mayavadis, they deny the existence of God. They become themselves God. So, the fact is that we have to see that Ishvara, the Supreme Law, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Pritamana. That is Gopi. The Gopi is life is like that. They want to see Krishna always Pritamana. That is that. That is our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. How to see Krishna freedom? That is our business. Here in the material world, everyone is trying to see himself, how much satisfied I am. Pritama. He is, everyone is trying to become happy himself. Just bhakti marga, or the path of devotional service, is just the opposite. To see how much Krishna is Pritama, that is power. So, here it is stated that Vamsat Purur Vamsat Vagni Dehi, when everything was finished, Krishna knows how to kill the demons setting fire, just as he somehow or other, if there is fire in the forest, they automatically, so many trees, so many animals, so many other things, they become devastated, burnt into ashes. So, Krishna, by the policy of Krishna, all the demons were brought together in the battle field of Kurukshetra and set them. The fire was set fighting and they died. When Arjuna was hesitating to fight, Arjuna was at last informed that why you are hesitating. It is all my plan. You fight or don't fight, it doesn't matter. These people are not going back home. They will die. Nimitta matra bhava sabbata. You just become only a nimitta. An immediate cause. Everything is arranged. But if you fight, you get the credit. I want to see my devotee get the credit. Everything I am doing, everything actually, just like this Krishna consciousness movement, is quickly spreading all over the world within 4 or 5 years. Is it my credit? No. It is credit of Krishna. But because I tried to do this business, people automatically giving me the credit. They say, Sanji, you have done wonders. I have done nothing wonders. It is Krishna's business. Krishna shakti vina nahe nao. Without Krishna's strength, nobody can swim. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Similarly, Krishna is always ready to help us, provided we are also ready to cooperate with him. If we cooperate with him, what Krishna desires, if we want to do little, immediately Krishna will help. If you work 1%, Krishna will help you 10%. Again, if you are one person, Krishna will help you another person. So the same person credit you get by the help of Krishna. Krishna gives you intelligence. Tesam satadujitanang bhajatang buddhi yugam dadam. If you are engaged, satat, 24 hours, without any other engagement, sarva dharma paritta, giving up all other nonsense. Sarva, simply if you are engaged in Krishna's business, priti purvaka, with love, not as happy, here is a duty, chanting of Hare Krishna, not like, with priti, with love, chant every name, Hare Krishna. And here is Krishna, here is Radha. That kind of chant, quality. Not Hare Krishna, 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 not like, priti. Tisam satadajitanam bhajatam priti, that priti is required. That is the essential quality. Patram pushpam palam poyam yomi bhaktya prajacchati. Real thing is bhakti. Krishna is not hungry that he will give him some good food and he will eat it. Never mind, in which way he can give. Here is puri halwa, Krishna master. Krishna is not hungry for your puri halwa. But if there is bhakti, if there is love, then he eats. Tadahanga snana, then I eat. If there is bhakti, love, Krishna, what can I do for you? I am so teeny, you are so great. Still, I have tried to do something, if you can. This is mantra. Real mantra is that. Not so many formalities of mantra. Krishna does not say, one who offers me with the Vedic mantra. Never says. Krishna says, bhaktya, with devotion. So, others may criticize you, that is American Vaishnavas. They do not know how to do this, how to do that. Let them criticize. But Krishna says, bhaktya, you remain perfect devotee, then your life is perfect. Krishna does not say that Indian devotee who discriminate between touchable and untouchable, big, pandit, Devo Swami, not Dasava Swami. Krishna does not discriminate like that. Krishna says, bhaktya, yomi bhaktya prajacchati. Krishna wants to see how much sincere devotee you have become. That is easy. Krishna does not see, either you are coming from Brahmin family or Sudra family, this family. No. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is forbidden. Vaishnavi jati buddhi. Vaishnava does not belong to the material caste. He is transcendent. Because he is rendering service to Krishna on the transcendental platform. He is not in the material caste. Chatupanna maya sista guna karma vibhava. That is guna. The Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. They belong to the category of the three gunas. Satoguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna. But those who are pure devotees, they are transcendental to these three gunas. Saguna, Samadhitta, Brahma, Bhutta. They transcend. They do not belong to these gunas. No. Mansabhyavicharani bhakti yogi na jati. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, abhyavichar, without any deviation, just to the rules and regulations, just to the standard, then immediately sagunam samatitta eta, the puranam, all these gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamo, he is above Brahma. Vaishnava is above Brahma. So, this world is creation of Krishna. Matta sarvam pravartate aham adirhi divanam. We may think that Brahma created this universe, but not, that is not the fact. Krishna says, aham adirhi divanam. I am prior to the all the demigods. He is the origin of the deity. Aham adirhi divanam. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from him. So, therefore Krishna's name is Bhavabhavana. Bhavabhavana. This word is called Bhavasamsara. Bhavasamsara. Bhava means become. There is another nature, spiritual world, that is not bhava, that does not become. It is always existing. Nitta. Nitta lo. Vaikuntha lo. But this material world is called bhava. Bhava sansa. Bhava means it appears and it can disappear. Everything here, just like your body, my body, it has appeared at a certain depth and it will disappear at a certain depth. Similarly, the whole universal body also. It has appeared at a certain depth and it will disappear at a certain depth. The bhutta bhutta paliyate. It becomes manifested, again it becomes disappeared. Therefore it is called bhavasam. But it's still, although it is temporary, the arrangement is so nice. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachya. Everything is complete. It is not false. The Mayavadi, he says, this world is false. We don't say it. Why it is false? It is perfectly created by Krishna. Why I discredit Krishna? It is false. No, it is not false. It is reality. Provided you know how to utilize it. When you think that you are the enjoyer of this world, that is false. You are not. Enjoyer is Krishna. That is reality. Bhoktaram jambutavasam. Sarvalokamaya. That is reality. As soon as you say, this is mine. This is mine. Aham moment. Aham moment. I am this body and anything relationship with this body is mine. That is moha. But as soon as you come to the understand me, what is that?
Bullet card.
So, bhava-bhavana, Krishna, this world is created by Krishna and he wants to see it is properly maintained. And he will maintain his own representative, not the demons. Therefore, king is supposed to be the representative of Krishna. He will maintain this world proper. The Vaishnava, he knows how to utilize everything for Krishna. The aim of this creation is giving this conditioned soul another chance for liberation. That is the purpose. When the whole world is annihilated, then all the living entities again enter into the body of Mahavira. Then when there is any creation, then the living entities again come out according to their past position. We do not accept this rascal theory, Darwin, that from lower grade level, there is a promotion like that. But in the creation, everything is there. All the 8,400,000 species, they are all there. Although the gradations are there. So, according to the past karma, karmana daimana strength, everyone comes out again, gets a different type of body and begins his work. Again, another chance. Yes, come to the point of human understanding. Try to understand your relationship with Krishna and get yourself liberated. Home, back. If you lose this opportunity, this creation is made for that purpose. Then, again you remain. Again, when everything is annihilated, you remain in dormant state. Millions of years. Again you become created. There is a great science. Everyone should try to understand what is the responsibility of human life. And to teach this responsibility. To keep men, the human society, in their responsibility. A good king is required, like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Therefore, king is supposed to be the representative of God. So after killing these demons, Guru Vamsa Dabarni Nirhata, Sangrohitya Bhavabhavana Hari, Niveshitya Nijaraja Ishara Yudhishthira. When he saw now Yudhishthira is situated on the throne, for the control of the world, he, Pritamanava Bhuva, he becomes satisfied. There is my real representative, and he what? Thanks. So these two things are going on. Those who are trying to capture the governmental power for his personal ambition, they will be killed. This way, that way, they will be killed. And persons who are taking responsibility for maintenance of the government as representative of Krishna, they will be blessed by Krishna, and Krishna will be pleased. So at the present moment, the so-called democracy, nobody is representative of Krishna. Everyone is a demon. So, how can expect peace and prosperity under this dark? This is not possible. If you want, we have got to think politically also, because after all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna wants their welfare so that they may come back to home, back to God. It is the duty of the Vaishnava to see that people are dangerous, educated to Krishna consciousness. So, perhaps it would be better if we also capture political power. As there are many parties, Communist Party, Congress Party, this party, that party. So there must be one Krishna's party. Why not? Then people will be happy if Krishna's party comes to the governmental court. Initially there will be peace. In India, there are so many slaughter houses. It is said that 10,000 cows are being killed every day. In the land where one cow was being attempted to be killed immediately, Maharaj Parikshit took his word. In that land, Now, 10,000 cows are being killed every day. So you expect peace, you expect prosperity. It is not possible. Therefore, if someday Krishna's representative takes the governmental power, then he will immediately stop all these slaughter houses, all these brothels, all these liquor houses. Then there will be peace and prosperity. Buddha Bhava. Krishna will be pleased. There is my decision. So there are so many things to understand from Srimad Bhagavatam. Full knowledge, all knowledge, as it is required by the human society. So we have to study from all angles and research, not simply by sentiment. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much.